that's not only about Pesach, but about Klal Yisrael generally, about the Haida of Klal Yisrael, where we are today, and the Osid of Klal Yisrael, where we're going to be in Mirza Hashem. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is Shabbos Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. And from the words of Haggadah Shel Pesach, no less, we see that there is a particular importance and a particular sense of how the destiny of the Jewish people, the story of Am Yisrael, really, doesn't just begin with Yetzias Mitzrayim, but 14 days earlier, it begins with HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodesh. And Hazeh means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was particularly involved, Ki'ilu Kibayochel, pointing with a finger. Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh, Chazal said, this is what the Levana looks like. And then there was a Beis Din, and it was Aaron and Moshe and Ribono Shel Olam. Kazeh Re'ei V'Kadesh. For some reason, Chazal said, Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh. Something here is of such status as to warrant beginning to say the Haggadah on Rosh Chodesh. You know, when you say Yochel Me Rosh Chodesh, you might just quickly go through it and not realize what it says there is that we would be starting Magid, not just, you know, some didn't have a minute to say Magid on Shabbos Haggadah. We would be starting Magid, the mitzvah of Hegarat Levincha, would not be by Yemahu, would be from Rosh Chodesh. I always wondered, so does that mean every day we would be saying, in Chutzar, you know, oh, the second Seder, oh, the second Seder. Can you imagine if that, maybe the Chazal, maybe what the Yochel of Rosh Chodesh means, we have a Seder every night from Rosh Chodesh till Yudalel, and then in Chutzlar it's until Chazal, right? Yochel Me'Rosh Chodesh. Why? Tzias Mitzrayim didn't happen. Not even the actual taking of the Korban Pesach until Esa, until Asara, the Nisan. Yochel Me'Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, Yochel Me'Rosh Chodesh. You have to understand why. So the truth is, you look at the first prophecy in the Torah. Anybody knows the famous Amr of Yitzchak, Lahoy Yitzchak, Lahaskel, Esatera, Ella, May, HaKadosh, Hazeh, Lochem. This is the beginning of Torah. Shehi mitzvah, Rishonu, Shenitztavu, Yisrael. Rabbi Nisagigon says so famously, Ein Moseinu, Uma, Ella, B'Torah. Here we are, we're Paros. We belong to Paro. Understand, Shibud Mitzrayim, certainly Shibud Gufni meant, we don't belong to Zich, we don't belong to ourselves. We belong to Paro. Because I'll say it was never, not in the history of ancient Egypt, did any of the servants ever manage to spring themselves free. Not once. The grip of the Pharaoh. That's on Gufni. And then on Ruchni, Memtes Shari, Tumah, into which we had descended, Loyalayim. Oh, were we in ghosts? Oh, were we trapped? Oh, were we tethered physically, spiritually, mired in the depths of all of that mystery? So ugly and awful about Egypt. And how do we come free? The first step is we don't belong to him, we belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? One of the most beautiful songs. It's such a simple little song. It's hard. You have a little sophisticated music. You don't even call it a song, you call it a ditty. I'm not Avdu Dekutcha Baruch Hu. Probably heard it. Many of us might have heard it, particularly in our youth. Nova, nova, no. Abdul Kudish of the Yikuva. Nova, nova. Abdul Kudish of the Yikuva. That's it. That's the whole story. A Yid should be able to say it and sing that his whole life, every day. It's the song of our lives. It's the Shiras HaChayim of a Jew. I'm not out of the Kitab Baruch. I am a servant of Hashem. When do you become a servant of Hashem? You have no mitzvahs. You have nothing with which to serve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamav, Bechamlosa, he comes to us and says, I have something for you. I'm a mitzvah. The most joyous day, the day when we begin to be truly Am Yisrael and not some nation, some people under and subservient to the Pharaoh, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a mitzvah. And the first mitzvah is Yishay Nishan, in the words of Rabbi Yitzchak, HaKadosh Hazeh. You have to understand. When we come, therefore, this Shabbos Kodesh, we are now Hayoyim. It's today. And we're supposed to see every day as today we're getting the Torah. Today we're getting the mitzvahs. Particularly with Kodesh, Nisan, Shabbos HaKodesh, we have to say, today we are becoming a people. Hashem is Baruch Hu telling us our first mitzvah. HaKodesh, and then let's look more deeply into what is this mitzvah? It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is outside and away from us. It's so much a part of us, so much with us, and we are so much part of him and his plan, and we are so much in sync one with the other. You know, today when we say we're in sync one with the other, it has a whole new meaning, a meaning that years ago, you know, people could shake hands. People could write a letter and send a letter. There was no such thing as the radio. There was no such thing as otherwise transmitting information or being in sync. Today, I don't know how it's done. I don't understand these things at all. But I'm wondering if I didn't have anything. I just moved a couple of months ago. I didn't have any music. I brought with me a small little USB with some music that I had on back on my computer at home in America, and I wanted some means of being able to play it. So I walk into a place here in the Merkaz and I say, I have music here and I'd like to, no problem. He puts it on his computer somehow. Then he puts it on an MP3, it's called, very new to me. I'm still in a different guard. And then he says to me that with a press of a button, this can play on a JBL, it can play on a Samsung, and he starts showing me all the different machines that it can sync. That somehow, this little thing is going to send its message there, and together you'll have music. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with us, Shibrich Yisrael V'raisa Chadhu. The Zohar said, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, Moedim, the mitzvahs of Pesach, it's not up to me. We'll do it together. So much together, not only will Bezdin be kaveh when Rosh Chodesh is, and Bezdin will therefore be kaveh when Tesvav and Nisan is, but the first time, kaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Aaron and Moshe were the Bezdin, and they said, oh, it's Rosh Chodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mishtatif in creating that concept of the time that's ours. So that therefore, as famously we know, the bracha reads, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. That's first, because Baruch is Mekadesh Yisrael. Then, through Yisrael and the Bezdin, Mekadesh Hazman. Because it's up to the Bezdin to decide. But that kvius is of such importance. Because time is given to us. Now remember, time. Time is the most precious commodity. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takas Hashemesh, there's time. Above, beyond, there's no such thing as time. But here, this earth, everything is related to time and space, and time-space relations we have in that context to live our lives and do our mitzvahs. Tzav Merov used to say, you know why you give a watch to your customer? Maybe it's not the same today, but it used to be Reb Chosson would get a watch. Why? Because when you're a bocher, there's time, there's no time, it's time for no importance. And once he's already a al mishpocha and he's responsible and he's now has, now time is of the essence. Because Broker says, you're going to be in charge of time and of your time. You're responsible for your time and how you use your time. The moment Samachvav and Psachim tells us a fascinating thing about what happens, as it did last year, when Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos. Pan Rabbanon, Halachazun is Alma Mibnei B'Seir. It seems as if the Gemara is saying that they didn't know what to do with Erev Pesach comes on Shabbos. Is the Pesach and the bringing of the Pesach and the shopping of the Pesach and preparing it, not the roasting at night, but is that Derech Shabbos? Yes or no? They didn't know. It seems that that's what it means when it says this Alma Mibnei B'Seir. Halachazun is Alma Mibnei B'Seir. And then, of course, they said there's one person who might know, came from Babel, from Shmaya Natalia, his name is Hillel Azokin, tells them what to do. Zok the Tzlach, Nick. Rehuda says that that's not what it means, because later on, the Gemara goes on to say, Pamacha, Kol Erev Pesach Uyos B'Shabbos, and then tells the story. So why does it begin with this Alma Halachazu? Halachazu, this Alma Medle Beseir is talking about something more fundamental. Bach famously says, you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, if Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur means you really don't want to bring the Karban Pesach, everybody together with Tumah. If you have to, you will. Everybody will be Tumah and still there'll be a Karban Pesach. Fantastic idea. Huge. Only in the case of the Pesach. But does it be better to be ma'aver the chodesh instead, or even to be ma'aver the shana? Change just Adar should have an extra day or a day less. It was going to be 30, make it 29. It's going to be 29, make it 30. Abi, just so don't have Erev Pesach with Tumah. Let's say they knew or figured that by then Nebuch, one of the Nisim in Kal Yisrael, would be Nifter. And they felt we're all going to be coming. Everybody has to be, as you saw, Nasi Sara Torah, everybody has to be the Levaya. So if the Nasi is going to pass away and it's going to be Erev Pesach, we're all going to be coming. So, in anticipation of that, better to be Maver the Chodesh. Or, if necessary, be Maver the Shana. Call it still while it's other Rishay and have another Shane. But don't get involved with the question of or how to have everybody bring Betumah to Karban Pesach. Now, that's what they forgot. You have a question, B'nai B'Seira. Maybe there should be a Pesach that's doing for Shabbos this year. Maybe it shouldn't be. So if in a case of Vaday Tumah, you say, better to be Ma'avir the Chodesh, than to bring it, even though you're allowed to bring it to Tumah, what's the problem? You're the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Go ahead, make it. Adar should have a 30th day. Make Adar should have a 30th day, and Pesach will be Sunday. You forgot who you are. You forgot that you're the Nesim, that you're the Bezdin. And the importance of the first mitzvah of and your Kohelis to make and set Kedushas HaZman in Klal Yisrael. Says the Tzlach, Halacha Zu Nis'almun B'nei B'Seir. That's what B'nei B'Seir. That means they forgot Klal, not just this idea of the business today, when the Chodesh is, when the Chodesh isn't. And whether there is or isn't. Another Adah, another Rishon, another Sheni, as we had this year. Who you are and what the Kodesh Baruch Hu has given over to you and what status you have and what importance and what responsibility you have. Responsibility for Jewish time itself. You forgot that. So we can add that now you see why it's so appropriate. The Torah says that that very day they were memana Hillel nos aleihem. But the response was not just, oh, Hillel will be now one of the king. Hillel will be in the Sanhedrin. No. Hillel, Azokin, became the Nas that day. Because he had shown them, again, that this Hashkodesh, missing idea, rings out with the entire place and responsibility and, if you will, distinction of the Jewish leaders of prophets to set, sanctify, and determine the quality, the nature of time itself. That's the Chiddush of Elohim. That's the mitzvah. That's why Yochel never showed it. Hayom atem yetzim b'chodesh Av, Moshe Rabbeinu says, tells us in the Torah, Hayom atem yetzim b'chodesh Av, Gemara in Sefer tells us, we have to appreciate that he takes us out of Kesharis, as the Pasuk says, that's time when it's pleasant, time when it's so easy to travel if you have to, as we did have to, and so on. Yeah, but it's much more than that. Rashi on the word Aviv, Shmais Chav Gimel, Shatvua mismal'ez b'ivem, Aviv, Roshan, Av, Bikur, or Bechor, Verishon, Lebishol Peiroi, means it's a whole new crop, the beginning of a whole new, verdant, beautiful, green world. It's the beginning of new life. And again, how leadership plays a great role. Each of the months of the year has its patron, so to speak, its own shevet. Who's the shevet of Chodesh Nisan? Shevet Yehuda. Shevet of Malachi. Gemara tells us, Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Aleph Nisan is Rosh Chodesh the Malachi. Malachi Yisrael count their hegemony years by when Nisan comes. If he's a Melech for 2 days in Adar, the second year of Malchus begins Aleph Nisan. Because that's when we become Melech. So that's when we sense that we are so special. Kedushas Levi tells us not just that it's a Yom HaDin, understand, but there's a Yom HaDin for all of the nations of the world, Aleph Tishrei. Every human being, cold boy, urban, yavrum, the fenech of Kibne Mori. Everybody comes before Yaakov Baruch Hu, Kibne Mori. And in Nisan, it's all about Claudius. How have the nations treated Claudius? How have they regarded Claudius? What have they done to promote the benefit of the Am HaNifcha, the Am Segula? Is Yen Melech and that Melech, what are they doing that could better, Chalila, set back my purposes, Kadosh Baruch Hu's holy purposes for Yisrael? That is Rosh Hashanah L'Melech. Living through such a difficult time now, with so much danger in the world and so much that's happening here. Well, Eleinu, we should see Kadosh Baruch Hu send Yeshua for us here in Eretz Yisrael. But there's a Yom HaDin in Aleph Nisan, a Malachi. Because Baruch Hu cares about us. He says, my new world, this springtime, this Chodesh Aviv, is so based upon you. Aviv, Av, fatherhood, leadership, Yud Beis. Aviv, with the 12 tribes, the Shiftei Koh. You have to know that because Baruch is looking at us and saying, you're my Malach. You're my king in this world. I once was in a situation with other Rabbanim and we were asked to come visit and give some chizuk to the people who were soon going to be forced to leave their homes in Hebel Aza. It was in June. Hey, June 2005. 2 months later, they were displaced in the disengagement, as it was called. It's very, very hard. There was one small little, you know, community, a small cluster of homes built in old British barracks on the beach. And they were already forced out and preparing to leave. And someone had put a huge sign up. Basically took black paint and painted on the side of the barracks. Zichor, remember. Ata ben melech. Remember. You are the son of a king. You are princes and princesses, call yourself. Because they were so dejected. It was so difficult. That they were being reminded. They were reminding themselves. Yes, we're being displaced. We have to leave. And we're going to be homeless. What the future holds, who knows? Thousands and thousands of people. Thousands of people. But don't let it affect you in a negative way. Zachor ato ben melech. And as the Kedushas Levi says, and then the other malachim, and Aleph Nissan, for Shoshana malachim, they're going to be judged. How do they treat us? That's why it was in Chodesh Nissan that Paroi was Nissan. And from then on, all the malachim in the world are Nissan. How they regard, and as I said, how do they help to promote the Chalila set back the purposes of Am Yisrael, Hashem's Am Hanifcha. Should open up our hearts to these ideas. I'll conclude by saying that opening up the heart is just one of the yesodos of Hiskadshus, of HaKadosh Azel Lachem. You have the possibility to do it. You have to be aware and sensitive to it. You have to open your heart to it. It's the famous story of the Blossom and Arok, Marin Kuf Men Zayin, Sakha Shabbos tells us a fascinating story. Hard to say, hard to understand. Blossom and Arok was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, about whom Rabbi Yochanan said, Ma'ayan HaMizgaber. He went to places where the Shiftei covered, the Aseret HaShvatim had become lost and become lost because of what influences they allow themselves to imbue and imbibe. And he too lost. He lost his ability. He forgot his take. And when asked to simply read Likra B'Sifra, to read HaKadosh Azel Lachem, he read letters are similar. And he just quickly, maybe without seeing correctly, said, HaKadosh HaYalibam. HaKadosh Hayolibam, the great Rabbi Ben Arok, read instead of Hakadosh Azel Lachem, Hakadosh. Hakadosh just means your death. Hakadosh Hayolibam. Kaf in the Bay, Dalet in the Ray, Zion in the Yud, the Chay, Hakadosh Hayolibam. Their hearts couldn't hear. The opposite of Hakadosh Hayolibam is HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem. Because his chachos is going on, opening up your heart and recognizes and thinking and feeling what possibilities of his chachos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has vouchsafed us. He has given us so much opportunity, beginning with the HaKadosh Nisim. Tassana says, and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Leiv Tov Roli Eliki, Ruach Nochem Kadesh Biki. This is this week, the week where you are between Leiv Tov after Parshas Torah, Tahara is gained, Ruach Nochem Kadesh Biki. Shabbos HaChodesh, Tahara. Next possibility is Chachos. After when you take away Tumah of any kind, you feel new, you feel refreshed. It's not just going back to some previous status, because it's a new gained energy that's propelling us forward. Ruach Nochin Chadesh B'Kirbi. We're in that period of time, back to this week. Lay Torah Brodi Elikim behind us. That's Torah. Ruach Nochin Chadesh B'Kirbi that lies ahead of us. And finally, I have to say, you're all here learning Torah all the time. There's no Hizchatshus that is like the Hizchatshus. There's no Hachidush Hazelachem, the Chidush Netzlachem that gives you possibilities, that makes things happen in all worlds. In Olive Elton, there's nothing that is as powerful toward that great energy of his Hachas as the Hachas of Kiddush Eter, of learning. Nagdamat Yizayah Kaddish. It says, Ken kol mila umila de chachmaseh. Every word of chachmaseh Eter. It's avdin miki in kainin. Miki yuma shlim kame asyan. That every word of Torah creates new worlds, new heavens. V'hu kari lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to them as Shemayim Chadosha. Quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki kasher ha-shemayim chadoshim v'oretz chadosha asher ani oiseh. Oiseh loshim hoiveh. Asisi likes it, ela oiseh. The Ovid Tadir me'inun chadushin v'rozin derayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating worlds. But not himself. Creating worlds with what we learn. V'osim dvar b'ficha v'tal yodik yisicha v'toya shemayim v'lisoy v'oretz. We're spreading out the heavens and we're founding a whole new world every time we open a sefer and we're learning and we have to be shetayro. And then the pasuk v'leimel letzion ami ato. Says the Zohar, v'leimel le'inun tarin milin v'mitzionim, sh'ar mitzionim v'halacha, ilen al ilen, all the Torah, the kapulim, ami ato, al tikre ami ato ela imi, ayin menhut, imi ato. The Mehede Shutfim. Lamer Litzion Imi. From learning Torah, we have so much wisdom of Rabbi Nishalayim that we become Shutfim partners in the Mechadesh B'Tuvai B'Chol Yom Tamid Ma'atei B'Rishis. The Hachadesh HaTelachem means we are created. And the Torah potential to begin to create so much beauty anew, as new vigor, a new force. Yochel Meresh Chayvah. Obviously, these are days of tremendous opportunity. Younger life who are learning Torah, the ones who are going to seize hold of that opportunity to make it happen. Thank you very much. Yeah.